Celebration of new beginnings. And we get a clear sense of that from the Gospel of John. I invite you to listen to these verses from the first chapter of John. I'll read verses 1 through 9 and then 14 out of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. I love the way John begins his gospel, but we would have a hard time writing a Christmas pageant if we based that pageant on just this gospel. John doesn't mention Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem. There's nothing about shepherds or angels. There aren't any wise men following a star, and there's not even a baby in a manger. If we created a Christmas pageant based only on this gospel, we wouldn't need many props. We would have no need for bathrobes or cardboard crowns. We'd have no need for a manger stuffed with straw. We'd have no need for sheep and cows or children who are dressed like them. We'd have no need for fancy-looking boxes that would represent gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We wouldn't even need any actors. The only thing needed would be a single candle. Now, the Gospel of John reminds us on this Christmas Eve that we celebrate that the light of God has come to us in Jesus Christ. And what came into being through Jesus was not merely a new religion or a new theology or a new set of teachings, though all of that happened. According to John, the point of Jesus coming to us is life. And through the light of Jesus, God wants people everywhere to experience new life, abundant life, everlasting life. And this is different from the kind of life our world offers. Unfortunately, not everyone sees the light. Some people prefer to stay in the darkness where they can live out crooked plans. You know, people like online scammers or corrupt politicians, human traffickers, or business leaders who abuse and exploit their employees. They don't welcome the light because it exposes their plans and deeds for what they are, evil. That's why they prefer the darkness. But there are many others who welcome the light. They receive it as a gift. They embrace the life that God offers. And as a result, they start living in such a way that the light of Jesus is reflected in the way they live their lives. Now, what do we mean when we say Jesus is the light? Well, the birth of Jesus signals to us that a long, dark night of evil is finally coming to an end. A new day is breaking in, a day in which true life is offered to us, a day in which the goodness of God will ultimately overcome the evil in this world. This is the gift of grace. And grace isn't found in the trappings of religion, like rules and rituals, buildings and traditions. Instead, it's really like a fountain of living water that turns life into a great banquet. The light of God, you see, is revealed in Jesus Christ, and it brings us life. It fills us with love, and it invites us to become like little children who see the world with fresh eyes, seeing it illuminated by the light of Jesus. Tonight we remember a silent, dark night from long ago when Luke tells us of an exhausted, young, pregnant woman and a weary man walking beside her. They had traveled on foot and on the back of a donkey for more than 80 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, Mary went into labor, but they were unable to find a suitable place to stay. So they hunkered down in a barn where Mary gave birth. Sheep and cows and chickens and goats filled the air with their sounds and their smells. And Mary wrapped her baby in rags and laid him in a manger, which is a feed trough for animals. It was in that humble place, on that dark night, that God's light began shining through a tiny, helpless, and homeless baby. But more power, wisdom, grace, and life were present in that child than we can ever imagine. We come together on this Christmas Eve to kneel at the manger and worship the God who became one of us. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth, as John puts it. We come to celebrate the new beginnings we have because of Jesus, who offers us the gifts of grace and life. As a response to this, let's each light a candle tonight. Let's light a candle for Jesus, a symbol of the Word made flesh. And may our own lives reflect the light of Jesus. Now, there is a lot of darkness in the world, so let's do our part in shining light in places of darkness so that others might discover the true life that God offers. Amen.